Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your Chantress of Everything Valuable and Beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And I have been covering Nature Track for, well, since they were birthed. And I love this organization. And I just have to tell you, this is an organization that has grown and grown and grown exponentially. And the things that they get involved in, from teaching kids how to enjoy nature. They started a film festival that's gone global, and also some interesting things with disabled access. I mean, it just keeps on growing. There's things, the things that are connected with the organization. I got an email that I was very intrigued by, because it seems that now they're into some other new things, notably a kids camp. And I just said, I got to reach out to Sue Isaguer, who I've spoken to on and off over the years. She's the director of the organization, but she brings me, I think, a new faith. And I'm excited to introduce Bryce Thompson, programming director. And Bryce is here to talk with us, as well as Gareth Kelly. We've spoken with Gareth once before. He's originally from the UK. You'll hear it in his voice. He spent a decade in construction industry before he founded his film company, Bowline Films. And he went from construction to filmmaking. And he's the managing director for, I can't believe this, Sue, the sixth annual.
Yep.
Yeah. Sixth annual Nature Track Film Festival. And Kelly and Bryce is actually anxious to build on the success of last year's festival, which was the first in Goleta. And we're going to talk a little bit about how that's expanded, you know, elsewhere too. And Gareth is here. I see that Gareth, where are you?
I'm on the road driving back to Santa Barbara. I'm going through a canyon, so I may have patchy signal for the next 2 minutes, but then I should be good.
Well, let me introduce in the meantime, Bryce, who's a film researcher and educator. As I say, he's a new face to me, newest member of the Nature Track team. He attended the University of Oregon for undergraduate histories, humanities, and cinema studies. And then he moved to LA to work in film production and education, and he achieved his master's degree in film and media studies at Chapman University. And he grew up in Southern Oregon. And Southern Oregon was a place where he was hiking, rafting, biking, camping, etc. He has a passion for outdoors and nature. And yeah, right before I actually came on the air, I was overhearing Sue speak with Bryce about the film festival and how many films, et cetera, et cetera. So they're actively talking about this next festival. And Bryce, thank you for being here. And I want to talk a little bit about how you ignited this passion and the direction it took, because you're perfect for the position you
have. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, no, I was so happy to come on board. I grew up loving nature, loving film. So this does seem sort of like a natural conclusion of all that. And this festival, to have it sort of right nearby and get to be a part of it and help expand it and grow it as it's growing on its own, it's really exciting.
And where are you based?
I'm in Long Beach right now. Yeah.
Okay. So I have to say that over the years, the 6 years that's been going on, Sue has brought me so many interesting filmmakers to talk to me on this program. And they're all wonderful. They all are so inspiring, and it's given me an opportunity to see a little bit of the world that they see. And some of them, they've gone on to great things as well, and they came from great things and then came in with the film to Nature Track. So I don't know if you're planning on meeting any of these filmmakers Bryce, but I think you'll be blown away with the kind of quality I have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The vision they have.
Absolutely. No, it's been really incredible getting to, I've gotten to talk with some of the filmmakers already, as we're sort of cultivating this relationship with the festival with them. So we're putting out those contacts. It's really incredible the work that's being done out there. I'm really excited to show it at the festival, how many different people from around the world are trying to be a part of our festival and things, and how much we're able to maintain those relationships over the years with them. I think it's really exciting to hear from them and hear about their travels and stuff and get to share that with everyone else. They get to go to the far corners of all over the world and also right in the backyard of Santa Barbara and things. And so to get to have all that put together as one thing, I think it's really great.
You know, I think also that it's wonderful. You're fairly young, and I think it's great that there's a fairly young member of the team Sue put together. And Sue is the founder director of Nature Track Outdoor Education. It's a 501c3 organization, which means they're not for profit. So if you get inspired during this hour we're speaking with them, boy, it would be nice if you did a little donation, by the way. But it's Nature Track. They are a foundation providing standards-based field trips in the nature world. It's how they began, still do it. They inspire school-age children to embrace the natural world with respect and wonderment. And then the film festival is an extension of the organization's mission and seeks to ignite passion for nature through film, encouraging all generations to be stewards of and appreciative of our natural resources. And what's so interesting is I was thinking about that this morning, Sue, and Sue's speaking to us from Alaska. She often goes to Alaska. She loves it there. And I've spoken to her a number of times from her house in Alaska. Right now, today in Santa Barbara, it's going to be the hottest day on record, apparently, Sue. And we're going to be in Santa Barbara, 101 degrees, which is unheard of here in Santa Barbara. You know, it's interesting because I was just speaking with an artist and doing an appraisal. He's based in New Mexico, and he's 115 degrees. And it's so important what you're doing, because it may be that the only record we have of the world as it was would be in film. So it struck me today, it's important work you're doing.
That's true. And I think that they go back now, just researchers go back and utilize film. And of course, all the data that's been collected over the years, and with the new coding that's out there, data that's been collected, I mean, for a hundred years, you know, they can go back and easily analyze that now. So adding the film is just one step more, and being able to archive that for them.
And Gareth, are you in a place where you can answer a question?
I am. Yeah, I'm good. I'm on the freeway now. I should be good.
Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about where the funding comes from. And I know you've got new sponsors and new partners. And the title of the new film festival, the sixth, is Ignite a Passion for Nature Through Film. And Gareth, I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about who your sponsors are.
Sure. You know, last year we had some incredible sponsors, both in kind and cash. And this year we have the same. And UCLA Health is one of the big sponsors. It's a returning sponsor for us. And a new sponsor this year is Yardi, who's got a big presence in Santa Barbara. We're really thrilled to have them on board. The city of Goleta is a sponsor and an incredible partner and a key partner for us as we're in the city of Goleta. Of course, you know, finding sponsors is really challenging, especially right now. And so we're always looking for new sponsors. You know, I have to say that. And this is a really great opportunity. If you're a business or an organization, you know, you're going to get some incredible visibility, not just on the weekend of the festival itself, but in the lead up to the festival, all the other events. We've got the summer screening program we're going to talk more about in a minute. So it's a really good opportunity for a business or an organization to get some visibility. So please, please do reach out to us if this sounds like something you're interested in. And of course, most of our sponsors, they get perks of being a sponsor, which typically includes tickets to come and see all the films. And that's why we do it, really, to come see the films and come and meet the filmmakers and go on a really good time. And it's such a great weekend to be involved with.
Whoops, I was on mute. Sorry about that. So I was going to say, this year we have a grand total of submissions of 35 submissions. No, sorry, 35 countries have submitted.
Yes.
Wow. From Andorra to Peru. And who can speak about that? I mean, how many countries, what do they submit? How did this happen?
Yeah, no, I've been able to reach out, and people have reached out from, we're actually a little bit over 35 countries now around the world. We have over 260 submissions of films. These are short films that are 2 minutes long to feature films that are over 2 hours, and some are narrative, a lot of documentary and things, and a wide range of materials, from people doing really incredible things out in nature to people working to conserve nature to those trying to educate about important people within the naturalist movements and things like that. So it's truly a wide range of materials of film, some that are new, some that have played at other film festivals like Banff or Mountain Film or Cannes or different places. And so it's really an eclectic bunch that we have this year.
You know, I want to talk when we get back from the break of the new summer screening series at El Capitan State Campground. I think that is such a cool idea. And I think it's just a beautiful place to sit and have a beautiful look at beautiful nature anyway. I want to talk about that when we get back from the break. Hey, Richard, let's go to quick break. And when we get back, I want to talk about the opportunity coming up very soon. By the way, early bird pricing just started July 2nd. So that means if you want to get your VIP all access pass, now is the time to do it. And we can talk a little bit about what that means as well when we get back from the break. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. The 6th. If you're listening to us today on Friday, that's tomorrow, it starts the summer screening series at El Capitan State Campground, and it's free. And Sue, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. Parker Grand, one of the rangers there at the park, we've worked with him over the years taking students there for field trips. He approached us about providing programming for their summer programming that they have at the amphitheater there. And he was interested in films, and we were like, oh my gosh, absolutely. This would be a great partnership. And so we have reached back into the archives of films over the past 6 years to pull out some of the best of and to show those. And we're kicking it off with the film Beaver Believers, which was the audience favorite back in 2000. Oh gosh, I'm not going to have the right date. Anyway, one of the years. Our tagline is igniting passion for nature through film. Well, the filmmaker is right now getting her PhD in biology. The interest of what she created this film about, this keystone species, and it just ignited her passion to go and learn even more. So, you know, I think that speaks volumes to how powerful film can be, whether you're the filmmaker or whether you're watching it. But so that's our first film. And then we have the whole schedule posted on the website at naturetrackfilmfestival.org. It is completely free to everyone. And also go to the state parks website, and you'll see where they'll have other speakers throughout. We're not showing every Saturday during the summer, but they will have guest speakers come in as well. I think you mentioned what a beautiful spot to sit and enjoy watching a film about nature and then being able to be right there in nature. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
Fantastic. And so people, if you want to find out more about this, you can go to the Nature Trek website. Is that right, Sue?
NatureTrekFilmFestival.org.
NatureTrekFilmFestival.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a personal question for Gareth and Bryce. So, you know, Sue just said how the film inspired this young filmmaker to go and pursue a PhD in biology. And so through her filming something in nature, she broadened her vision and she broadened her desire to learn more. And I know both of you, Gareth, I know you're a filmmaker, and Bryce, I know you came to study filmmaking when you were working on your master's here. Have you, Gareth, ever made a film that's changed the way you look at the world?
Oh man, that's probably the question. I would say that every film I've made changes the way I look at the film, look at the world. Filmmaking is incredibly tough. It's very, very difficult. And so when you see some of the films that have been submitted and some of the films from past years and the films that we have in this summer screening series coming up, you know, the quality, and I can see as a filmmaker, I recognize the quality, the time, the dedication, the commitment, the effort that these filmmakers put into making these films is phenomenal. And I think that when you make a film, you realize that A, it's rarely an individual endeavor. It really does take a team. Like a lot of things in life, you know, a team is critical to success, and filmmaking is no different. And, you know, seeing how people react to a film, an audience, I mean, that's a lot of the reason why filmmakers want to make films, is to not just get the message across, but also get the audience to feel, you know, to have emotion, to react, to understand. And I think one of the things that I've always appreciated about Sue's outlook on the festival is we want people to see films, watch them in the theater, and then come out there feeling optimistic and hopeful and energized and invigorated to go and do things, whether it's go climb a mountain or go get involved with a local organization that, you know, is doing things to help with the planet and nature and things. We want to inspire people to get out there in nature and reconnect with nature. And I think that's a critical component of this festival.
So can you name a film that you've made and the topic of the film, of a film that you've made that you're, that comes to mind when I add this question?
Yeah, I mean, ironically, the last date of the summer screening series, we're actually showing one of my films. And
That was my next question. Okay.
Fresh to Frightening, which was about a local yacht racing photographer based in Santa Barbara. And I think, you know, she flies around in helicopters and you know, covers yacht racing. But I think the irony with yacht racing is it's very much powered by the wind. It's powered by nature. And so everything she does in her job is, you know, very much dependent on the weather, the conditions, the waves, the sunlight, the wind, whether the helicopter can fly or not, the fog can fly or not. And so I remember when we made that film, we were waiting till the very, very last minute to decide whether she was even going to be able to fly in the helicopter. You know, because of the weather conditions. And so filmmaking and nature, whether it's, you know, a big budget Hollywood film or an independent documentary, the weather can be a critical, or nature in general is critical to a film success.
I see. Now, my same question for Bryce. So Bryce, I want to give you this question. As a filmmaker, if you've made a film that really impacted your personal life,
yeah, I've definitely, I'm not as an accomplished filmmaker as Gareth, that's for sure, but I've made little films over my life and things, and I would have to agree with everything that Gareth said, that it's the impact that each has had on me, both in my growth and development, my perspective on the world, everything else, I think just changes with each one. I'm a completely different filmmaker every time I make a film. It's never the same person doing it two times. And getting to share that and getting to dig into it, whether I did little narrative features back in school with friends and things like that, or getting, I did a, one nature one in Eugene, Oregon. That's where I did my undergraduate work, and getting to go out in the woods and mountains there, it was a great time. And I would also agree with Gareth that it's a process of learning patience and learning how whatever you plan to do is not going to be what shows up. And that's all right, because it's going to be whatever the product ends up being. And I think that's what we've seen in a lot of these festival submissions, is that people will sometimes state their purpose or what they were hoping to make for these films, and then the product is a learning experience. They find something completely different out there in the wild, and it's just changed what they want to talk about and what they want to share with the world. And I think those are some of the most exciting that we've seen so far. So I'm really excited to bring those up.
Sue, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I just want to jump in. For people who haven't experienced film festivals, one of the best things about them is the filmmakers actually come. We have been fortunate to have upwards of 20 filmmakers at our festival. And so you get to hear those stories firsthand of how they had to sit for 2 weeks just to get this one shot, or how in our Alaska film last year, how they were weathered in. They couldn't leave. They were waiting for the plane, but the weather wasn't allowing it. So they basically survived for, you know, X number of days waiting to leave. But just, you know, to hear those firsthand stories from the filmmakers is what makes a film festival that exciting. And to be able to then just talk to them individually at the parties or the receptions that we'll have. So that's how I got excited about film festivals, is that I found out I was standing in line next to the director of the film I was waiting to go in and see, and I didn't know it. And just visiting with him just was like, oh my gosh, you know? So it's an exciting time to see films at a festival.
Now, when you say that there's an opportunity to meet the directors, I know sometimes the directors will give a talk, but you also have that festival lounge situation set up. So when, yes. Where and when do you meet the directors?
Pretty much throughout the festival. If you have a VIP pass, you go into the lounge where a lot of filmmakers will hang out, because they may not necessarily be watching all the films themselves, but they like to come and network. So you may have a group of filmmakers in the lounge just sharing their experiences, and you are welcome to join in those conversations. We'll also have parties the opening night, Friday night, where filmmakers will be present and mingling throughout the group. And then Saturday night as well. And then we'll have panel discussions, which will highlight various filmmakers and be covering their experiences again.
So this is a really good opportunity to introduce that we're going. I want to talk about the poster, and every year there's a poster. This year there's a poster, but it's a very cryptic email that I received from Gareth saying if the poster is going to be announced, and I wondered if we could talk a little bit about that, Gareth, when we get back from the break. And you know, that's my bag. I really enjoy the artists in this community. And you know, I know so many of them in Santa Barbara. So can we talk about that in a few minutes?
Sure. Sounds good.
Excellent. Richard, let's go to quick break. And I'm speaking with Nature Track specifically about their film festival. And as we heard, it's growing exponentially. We've got submissions now from over 35 separate countries in the world. There's a new face here who's the director of programming, Bryce Thompson. And he's got a big job ahead of him with all these submissions coming in, putting them in some sort of a context as well. So that's an opportunity to talk to Bryce for the first time for me. And Gareth's going to tell us a little bit about the confidentially secret poster that's going to be unveiled. I think it's the 11th, right? Yeah, Thursday at 4:00 at the Camino Real Cinemas, which is, I got to say, a new home for the film festival as well. Yeah, don't turn that down. Back in a minute.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I have the good fortune to speak with Sue Isagear and Gareth Kelly and Bryce Thompson, respectively, the founder, the managing director, and the programming director of the Nature Track Film Festival. And that's just one of the things that Nature Track brings to the community. And this year, it's kind of interesting because we have a new kind of home, actually. The festival is staying in Goleta, and there's a slight change in venue from last year. They're going to be using the Camino Real Cinemas at the Camino Real Marketplace. And of course, that's a big spot. So they're going to be able to show more films. And then the pass holders and the visitors are going to actually have enhanced lounges, a festival lounge, excuse me. So I want to talk a little bit, Gareth, can you just tell me very quickly, before we get into the poster, tell me quickly about what the VIP pass means and other passes that you might have available.
Yeah, absolutely. So VIP passes, Early Bird is live now. It went live on July 2nd. An all access VIP pass, Early Bird pricing is $165 right now. And this year we're also doing a new special deal for two people. So if you're a couple and you want to come to the festival, you can get two VIP passes for $300, which is $100 savings on the full retail. And the VIP All Access Pass, it does exactly what it says. It gets you into everything. It gets you opening night, closing night. It gets you priority entry to every single film. It gets you into all the parties, all the panels. It gets you access to the filmmaker lounge, the festival lounge, all the goodies, the swag bag, the whole deal. It's the best way to come and enjoy the entire festival. On sale now, naturetrackfilmfestival.org, early bird pricing. Go get them.
So the perks of the VIP passes include, in summary, a priority seating at the El Capitan Summer Screening Series, which is going to happen between the 6th of July and August the 14th. And then we've got priority entry to the film festival opening and closing night. What are those nights? What's the dates?
Friday, October the 11th is when everything kicks off, and it runs through the 13th. So Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th of October.
Okay, and then priority entry to all film screenings, access to festival parties and panels. And it's really interesting because Sue's, I saw that up close and personal, that what she's talking about is all the networking that goes on. And I think one year Sue brought me, I think, three or maybe even four directors to speak on the air with me all together. And by the end, they were thinking of things they could do together and throwing out ideas together. I mean, just an hour, you know, this was happening. Anyway, access to the VIP Festival Lounge and this festival swag bag. And now we come to the glorious moment when Gareth's going to tell us about the poster. And your email is a teaser because it's a prominent local artist that means a lot to the Goleta community. I was trying to think who that might be. Can you tell us more?
You know, I really can't tell you the actual person because that's the whole point of the reveal. But this local artist, you know, we're deeply honored actually to feature this local artist's work, and we've spoken with his family. And they're excited to be involved. And I think the community is really going to love it. And the poster just fits. It fits the festival. It's a scene from Goleta. You know, that's about as much as I can say. But if you want to learn more, then please do come to the official reveal, which is Thursday, July 11th, next Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Camino Real Cinemas in the Camino Real Marketplace. As you noted, our new home. And come check out the official poster. And then immediately after we do the reveal, we'll have the poster live across all our stuff, the website, all our socials and everything. And you'll be able to see the poster for yourself.
Oh, well, okay. I was hoping you'd spill the beans. let me ask you this, because I think I'm getting close to narrowing this down, but I won't say it on the air, of course. But is the artist in attendance on the 11th? I didn't think
so. No, his family is.
Okay, I think I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. But anyway, let's just do another shout out. That reveal, if you're interested in local art, and some of the incredible artists that have come out of Santa Barbara. There's actually, I can think of only three areas in California that have been consistently as active as Santa Barbara in the art world, in what we call the plein air style. So that's painting in nature. Santa Barbara is known for that. Laguna also is known for that. And a community in Arroyo Grande in LA is known for that. But other than that, we are one of the three centers for that kind of art. So that is so cool. The Nature Track Film Festival poster will become collectible anyway. Now that
that's what we hope. I think people are going to want a copy of this poster.
Exactly. So that reveal is Thursday, July 11th at 4 p.m. at Camino Real Cinemas. Is there going to be anything else besides the reveal at that time, Gareth?
We'll have some festival staff, myself and Bryce is coming up, and we'll have more information on the summer screening series. We'll have more information on the early bird stuff. You know, we'll have some light refreshments. We may even be in our new festival lounge. I just got a positive email yesterday about that. So fingers crossed, we'll have access to that and we'll be able to check out that space ahead of the festival. But yeah, come check it out. If nothing else, we'll have a ton of information for this year's festival and the summer screening series.
And Sue, I've got a question for you with the Camino Real Cinemas. Did they reach out to you just like the El Capitan State Campground, or did you seek them out?
No, their Metro is the company that runs the theater, and so Metro also runs the Fairview Theater. And we were just looking at the possibility of having a bigger audience by moving to the Camino Real. And I think that the exposure will be much better. And as you mentioned, we'll be able to show more films. We're also hoping to do a Friday screening for students. So that will give us the opportunity to show films for more students as well. As soon as I have the details on all that, Elizabeth, I'll get you the information on the student screenings that on that Friday. But we just really felt that it would be a better location for us. But we still wanted to stay true to Goleta because they've been so behind us and really wrapped their arms around us last year, the city did, to come and have a festival there in Goleta. Plus, it's just kind of the gateway to such beautiful natural areas. So,
you know, yes. And traditionally, Goleta has been, the good land. And, you know, it's just been remarkably famous for that. I want to ask Bryce, when we get back from the break, or maybe two or three, I don't know if he's seen all the submissions yet, but maybe two or three that are his favorite. He's our new director of programming, and I want to know if he can think of two or three films that he's super excited to bring to the community when we get back from the break. Hey, Richard, let's go to quick break. When we get back, Bryce is going to tell us some of his favorites. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute.
The Rotary Club of Santa Barbara Sunrise has a special event coming up Sunday, July 14th. It's their annual Dolphin Derby at Chase Palm Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Here's Dennis Johns.
The Rotary Club builds a giant slip and slide with the water tank at the top of the hill. We fill the tank with water and multicolored dolphins. We open the tank gate and the dolphins race down the slip and slide into a pool. The people who adopted the first, second, and third finishers win cash prizes. The festival is free to the public and has music all day. We have food provided by Gloria's Gourmet Kitchen, Tinker's Burgers, Lobster Wraps, and Kona Ice. There is a beer and wine garden, and there will be games for all ages in addition to the fun of watching these races. All the proceeds go to our charitable foundation and are routed back to the community through our club's humanitarian projects throughout the year.
To see how you can get involved with the Rotary Club of Santa Barbara Sunrise Dolphin Derby, go to dolphinderby.com.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. And actually, I was intrigued to look into this a little more. And Gareth is not going to tell me. But so we don't know who the artist is for this poster, but we will. And if it's an artist, I'm thinking of a very famous artist whose works are in many museums. This reveal will be and this will be a collectible poster, I wager, Thursday, July 11th at 4 p.m. And if you're in the Goleta area, it would be really interesting to go see the reveal because it's going to be a scene of Goleta itself. Because nature will blow your mind come October. And that is when we have the film festival. And I will cover that more closer to the date. We've got the film festival opening October 11th and running through the 13th. And here again, it will take place in Goleta. And we have a new home this year, which is the Camino Real Cinemas at Camino Real Marketplace. And I wanted Bryce to tell me a little bit about two of his favorite films out of the many 200, 300 films that he's vetting to bring for us to the film festival. Tell me your two favorite, Bryce.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's one film called Giants Rising that's all about redwoods and things. And the film opens with a quote from Steinbeck and stuff. And growing up in Southern Oregon, you know, right on the border with Northern California, whenever we went to the coast, it would be through these redwood forests and things. And so redwoods, very special to me. But just the more you learn about it, the way that these beings have been around for so long and how much impact they have on their local environments and on people that witness them, I think is a really incredible film. And I think it's an incredible feeling for anyone that has gotten to be in the presence of redwoods. So very excited to share that with everyone. There's also a film that features Dr. Jane Goodall, who obviously is the famous naturalist. She's phenomenal in it, discussing sort of the reasons that she has for hope or in the face of so much uncertainty with climate change. And as the world is changing, just the ingenuity of people to sort of push back and find ways forward. So I'm very excited for that. It's Jane Goodall, Reasons for Hope. So those are two that I think are very going to connect with our audiences and things.
Gareth, what about you? Do you have a favorite or is it one of those two as well?
I've not seen as many films as Bryce. There is a really wonderful film called Wilding, all about the rewilding of an area of England, which really jumped out at me that I really enjoyed. And there's Michael Love, of course, who's a local filmmaker who we're all familiar with. He has a film that's another good film. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go to the festival myself and see as many films as I can.
I have to ask you, what's your film about?
My film is about a yacht racing photographer based in Santa Barbara who flies around in helicopters and stuff.
And did you have to fly around to capture this?
It's a funny story there. I'm a little chunkier. And so if I'd have gone in the helicopter, they wouldn't have had as much time to fly. So I had to send my cameraman without me because he was a little skinnier than me. So they got more time to fly.
Aha. And Sue, do you have a favorite or are you bringing back a favorite director, for example?
I don't have a favorite yet. I have watched some of the films. What I do hope is that many of our filmmakers who have been in past festivals will return and actually be able to attend the festival, not just return by submitting their films, but Bryce, you may have the numbers, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how many returning filmmakers have submitted this year? Do you have a ballpark?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are looking at 23 submissions from past filmmakers that have come in. So we have that alumni network set up and we get to reach out with them and they get to bring some films in and things. I will also say at this time, the submissions are still open. So until July 31st, if there's local filmmakers, any filmmakers that would like to, naturetrackfilmfestival.org, that'll give you the link to our Film Freeway account. And through there, you'll be able to see how you can submit your work. And leave it for review, and we love promoting locally. So I'm really excited for what we've seen so far and what's still going to come in.
So are you telling me that if there's a filmmaker that's listening, Bryce, that they can submit?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're open for submissions until July 31st. We're in sort of the last phase of submission, so it is down to the wire here, but we're really excited by whatever comes in, whenever it comes in. I've gotten to watch hundreds of hours of film at this point, and I'm always excited to watch more. So please send them my way.
Fantastic. How do you get in touch with, how do we get in touch with you, Bryce, if we want to submit a film?
Yeah, so naturetrackfilmfestival.org, that's going to have all the information on there. And linking through there is going to be to our Film Freeway account. That Film Freeway account is how festivals make their submissions. It's where filmmakers will be able to go in and drop their work there.
Fantastic. Well, I have to say that's an incredible opportunity. And what length are you looking for? What length of film?
Anything that people would like to submit. We've had films that are only over a little bit over a minute and some that are over 2 hours. So whatever comes in, we're happy to take a look at it. And if that's a short, if that's a feature, there's categories for all that, for all types of filmmakers, whether that's narrative, documentary, animation, whatever their sort of approach is, we're happy to look at it. As long as it, you know, ignites a passion for nature through film, that's all we care about.
Sue, I have a question for you. Do you think you'll ever give an award?
Give an award for the at the festival? Oh, yes, we actually do. We give best in festival. We do audience favorite. The audience chooses the film. We do an award called the Dan Conaway Connecting with Nature. Dan was one of our board members and volunteers. He passed away, and he had such a love of connecting the students to nature. He passed away before we started our wheelchair program. But so we look for a film that has that strong message of connecting, so, connecting people or connecting to the natural world, I should say. And so that award is given every year. So yes, there are awards, and they come with a cash prize as well.
Thank you all. Thank you for looking forward to the film festival and the reveal. Thank you, guys.